It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the web. So those listening around the world, on the web, and on Mars, aloha. And our call-in number, I'll let you know early, is 808-296-5467. Okay? So, anyway, today we're going to start off with talking about ethanol. There's so much wrong information out there on ethanol. And it's really hard to convince people how good ethanol is. And there's a bill going through that we're trying to stop. It's SB 715 to repeal the ethanol law so that we don't have ethanol no more. And you see some stations are selling ethanol-free gasoline. Well, before we get there, I'd like to back it up a bit and inform those of you that don't know what happened with this ethanol thing. Ethanol came into Hawaii back in 2006. The state was mandated to run 10% ethanol in the gas. And that was a big play. People, like the oil companies, resisted. And I was involved with this, trying to move it forward. And when they finally came to that conclusion of, okay, they're going to put 10% ethanol in the gas, I went out and I tested the gas with 10% ethanol, because I had I had 100% ethanol. So I went out and did the test on my own, 10% ethanol. Do you know that the lowest gas mileage I could get on every car, whatever car I tried, like Toyota Camry, Solaras, Chevrolet, Camaros, whatever, okay, was 8 miles more per gallon. So I said, wonderful. This is the best thing out, because the people of Hawaii will save money. So, anyway, oil companies also know this. They're not dummies. They study it. So, before they had to put in the ethanol, they had a meeting with DBET. And they came in, they saw me sitting in the room, turned around, and walked out. The second meeting they had, I sent somebody else to represent me, but he said he's just a concerned citizen or whatever. Anyway, the oil companies wanted the meeting to ask DBET to be allowed to lower the octane three numbers, because when they add in the 10% ethanol, it will bring it up three numbers. And they did not want to give the public free octane. Free octane. I don't think it's free. They're charging us higher than any place in the nation. Anyway, get back to that. DBET, instead of clearing with us that, okay, you know, it's okay to lower three numbers, they went ahead and said, okay, go lower three numbers. So, the gas that we have in Hawaii is all three numbers down. There's no such thing as an 87, 89, or 92. They're all minus three numbers, okay? Remember that now. Okay, now they put the stickers on the pump. 10% ethanol. Oil companies came back in again and said, hey, you cannot put 10% ethanol. We cannot measure exactly 10%. It has to say up to 10%. Okay? So if you look at those stickers on the pump, it says up to 10%. So, what happened? They dropped the octane three numbers. They're supposed to have 10% ethanol, supposedly bring it up three numbers, right? Well, let me tell you folks, from day one, nobody ever had 10% ethanol, and that's the God's truth. If you don't believe me, you bring me the gas, I will show you what the percent is. Most of the gasoline is barely 2%. Okay? But you're down three numbers. So anyway, recently I did another test because I have a meeting with Senator Mike Gabbard tomorrow on ethanol, because I want to educate the man on the real truth about ethanol. So I wanted to see if I could bring the octane up three numbers. I put 40% ethanol into the gas and it came up barely one number. Barely. So what's up with this? Anyway, we're gonna be doing some lab tests with some lab in the mainland to find out what this whole shenanigan is about, the gas eating rubber, fiberglass, and all that. It is not the ethanol, folks. It's something in the gas. And we're going to get to the bottom of it. And when I do, I will let you know. But in the meantime, if you can call your representatives, senators, whatever, and tell them what's up with this dropping of the octane. Because a lot of them don't know this. Now, when you drop the octane and you put 2% ethanol, guess what? You get 2 miles less gas mileage than gasoline without ethanol. How's that? Okay? Now, think, have common sense. If you were Chevron, Shell, Tesoro, whatever, would you want to make gasoline so that your customer doesn't have to come in as often? Would you do that?
No. Back it up a little. What did you just say? Like the 2% ethanol will give you less gas mileage?
The 2% that they're putting in and the three numbers down on octane gives you 2 miles less than we had without ethanol in the gas.
Because of the three numbers lower octane?
Right. Okay? The oil companies don't want to give you gas mileage, folks. Hello? They're in the market to make money. Back in the early 70s, this friend of mine with Shell Oil told me, because I was telling him, hey, well, what's this one penny? Why change the price penny? And he said, ho, wait. 1 penny in 1 year, we can make or lose $1 billion from 1 penny. So then I started thinking, okay, if that is the case, dropping it three numbers and giving us 2 miles less per gallon, they're making billions of dollars, folks. Hello? So why? Why only in Hawaii it's down three numbers? It's because we let them. I don't see anybody screaming and yelling. You only complain about the price. Well, let me tell you about the price of gas. No matter what the price of gas is, what can you say? If you complain, they can say, okay, forget it. I'll pack up my stuff and move from Hawaii. What are we going to use for gas? Huh? You grumble like heck about the price of gas, but if they pull out, what are you going to do? Buy a bicycle? You're stuck. You have to have them. You're at the oil company's mercy, folks. So don't grumble. Just dig in and pay. But a lot of people are having engine damaged by using the low octane. And it's not your fault. Okay? But they should post it on the pump. The cars that are real in danger is the European cars that require 92. There is no 92. Okay? So those cars, the European cars, you need to put in mothballs with naphthalene or, better yet, ethanol. Okay? So you got a choice. Destroy the engine or put all this other stuff in. Or complain to your representatives.
For example, what kind of European cars?
Any European car. Because in America and Europe, there is no such thing as no 92. Only in Hawaii, there is no 92. So, you go figure. Okay? Anyway, we have a lady here, Charlene. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
She was involved with the Nifty 50s bash, right?
Uh-huh. Yes, we had a great time.
Yeah, she was actually the brainstorm of it all. She had a front runner called Wendell. He was just the front man, but the brain was Charlene.
Don't give me too much credit, George.
I don't hear Wendell's denying it. So, anyway.
He's letting her have the credit.
No, he knows he's supposed to stay quiet. So, anyway. Charlene, I heard that when you come to a stoplight, better not give you the look because you would step on the gas and go, right?
You know, George, I have been a heavy lead footer since I started driving years ago. So I was just relating the story that don't ever, if we are at an intersection or stoplight, don't look at me the wrong way because I will peel out of that intersection and just give you the gas and not even think about it. I'm gone.
Oh, boy.
Oh. I'm gone.
You better not be on ethanol.
I'd be flying all over the island.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, Charlene, what do you think about the rail?
I am not in favor of the rail.
Why?
I don't think we should go forward with something that we cannot afford.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that we should go forward with a project that we don't know enough about.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't agree with the route to begin with of the rail.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not in favor of it.
Yeah, why should the whole state of Hawaii pay for the people in Kapolei?
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But people just dig in and pay.
Exactly. I feel that the rail, one of the first places the rail needs to go is to the University of Hawaii. We need to get those kids out of their cars and onto the rail. But it's not going to the university. That's not the primary location.
Mm-hmm. Or why not move the University of Hawaii out to Kapolei?
Well, that was a consideration. That would be a great idea.
That's cheaper than the rail.
Exactly. Exactly. So.
But anything is cheaper than a rail. The thing that Abercrombie and the Carlisle is not saying is, we didn't pay for the bonds that we floated to do H3. How much was that? $12 billion? Hawaii didn't pay for it yet. It's not paid.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And the sewer fees, that the sewer is supposed to be upgraded,
mm-hmm.
okay, to $2.5 billion.
Mm-hmm.
All of these bills are not being paid for, and we're going to go ahead and make more bills?
Mm-hmm.
And do you know that the state of Hawaii cannot go bankrupt?
And
yes.
How's that, George?
The U.S. government will tell you, bring up taxes. Look at Orange County. Everybody moved out of Orange County because the property tax and everything went sky high. because Orange County wanted to claim bankruptcy. Well, now, this is another angle to look at, folks. If you're a multi-trillionaire, okay, and you want to own Oahu, how you get the people out? You make it so expensive, people got to get the hell out of there. Mm-hmm. Okay? So you tell Abercrombie, go do the rail, go do this, go do that. And all of a sudden, he has to raise the taxes to the yin-yang. Then we got to move. Then they own it. So I don't know. Anyway, now we got Bob going. He's listening. Bob, calm down, Bob. Just calm down. Don't get too riled up. Anyway, we got to go to a break.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita and his guest today are Wendell and Charlene Kwan.
Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimuki, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, cute cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's that rolling, Bob?
Choo-choo, choo-choo. No, anyway... George, I just got one thing to say about the rail. I'm not for it. It's old technology. It's never worked anywhere that they have it. So I challenge anybody to call in and tell me where it works. And don't talk about Japan and super trains and New York. That's a whole different culture. And you go to New York and try to drive around. You still can't drive around.
That's right.
I'm telling you, it's old. And see, I would be for it if they would do something new. You know, something different, like individual cars, like, you know, but they go to the same old thing, steel rail. It's all about money for companies that are going out of business because nobody, no private company would buy that stuff. Only the government, and they can't afford it. Anyway, I got that off my chest. The second thing I want to complain about is Makapu Point. I don't know if you've driven around there yet, but they just finished this year-long thing. They had the road closed all night. They repaved it. The road is beautiful. It's gorgeous. George, what do you think they do the next day?
Dig it up again.
Exactly. They dug it up and put 7 steel plates in. A day, like, what is wrong with this place? We have no money. They spend the money on stuff there's no need. They're repealing the ethanol. They're spending all their time on stuff that does nothing. It's driving me crazy. I'm going to be balder than I'm already bald. I'm just not going to have anything left. So anyway.
Calm down.
On that note, just call your legislature. Just call them about anything. Just You know, maybe if enough of us called them, they'd be so busy on the phone they wouldn't have time to keep doing the stupid stuff. So anyway, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Whew. Thanks, Bob. Wow. I thought he was going the whole hour. Anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. If you have a problem with the car, questions about the car, or whatever, you know. A lot of people don't want to call and ask a question because they think it's a stupid question. Well, a stupid question is one that's not asked. Because if you don't ask, you'll never know. And I tell you, that's a fact, you know. People call me back at the office the following week and say, you know, I was hoping somebody would ask this question, but nobody asked, so I got to call you now and ask you. God, call me on the radio. I'm busy running in and out, and wait, I want to know this. Now think if 100 people stopped me to ask me the different questions. Gee, I'm not going to move. I'm not going to get anything done. Anyway, give us a call at 296-5467. That's 808, okay? If you have a question or whatever. And I know local people mentality is shame ask. So, or what is the other one, Charlene? No make noise. Right?
That's right.
No make noise because you get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What happens to the wheel that is squeaky away? He gets the oil. He don't have no squeaky no more. So, if you people having problem with the wheel squeaking, make noise. Otherwise, your squeaky wheel will never get fixed. Okay? So, anyway, who's on the line, Wanda?
We have Beverly from Honolulu.
Hi, Beverly.
Questions about ethanol.
Okay.
Does it evaporate like gasoline?
Not quite.
But it still evaporates.
Yes, it does. Ethanol is whiskey. You know, if you put whiskey in a cup and you leave it out, does it just zoom gone? It doesn't. It's exactly like whiskey. Is that what you wanted to know?
Okay, and then especially in the hot sun, in Hawaii, it evaporates. But
oh yeah, in the hot sun, everything evaporates.
But still less than gasoline.
Yeah.
And you used to say something about don't go beyond less than quarter tank.
Right.
So does that also apply to ethanol?
Yes. The reason for that is today's cars. The fuel pump is in the gas tank.
The what?
The fuel pump, your gas pump, the pump to pump fuel to the engine, is in the gas tank. And they put it in the gas tank for a reason. They know people always run to the bone dry. Okay? And they know by doing this, it'll burn the fuel pump and cause you to go fix it. Now, when you go fix it, it's going to cost you an arm and a leg and a little more. Pretty soon, you're going to sell a car. Okay?
Could you usually put about half a tank?
That's too much.
No. Huh?
That's too much to be filling.
No, I mean gasoline.
Yeah.
I just fill it up half a tank.
Oh, you fill it to half a tank.
Because you said the fresher the gasoline, the better.
Yeah, exactly. But if you were running ethanol, no problem. Ethanol doesn't get stale. You can keep it in the tank for 2 years, and it's still 120 octane.
Oh.
See how good it is?
Okay. And then is it even better to put mothballs?
With ethanol, you don't have to put mothballs. With gasoline, yes, it's a must for Hawaii.
So until you, because you said progressively add like 1 gallon or 2 gallons per whatever, and then let your car accommodate.
Mm-hmm.
So until you put the 100%, since there's gasoline also, should you put mothballs?
No, no. If you're using ethanol, you don't have to use mothballs. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay. So, Charlene, are you using ethanol?
Not yet, but I will. But Wendell is...
Wendell didn't ethanol. Give you ethanol. What a jufat guy, yeah?
We drive the same car, actually. So my car sits in the garage most of the time.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
But he don't put ethanol in yours.
Actually, you know what? I should be running ethanol because I have a European car.
Oh, yes. The engine's gonna break.
Oh, gosh.
We had a 97 Jaguar. Beautiful convertible. Motor shot. Bad gas. It melted the piston. And European cars require a minimum of 92 octane. And we don't have it. So a lot of European cars have problems as far as drivability. And the problem is not because it's a European car. It's because of the junk gas. Okay? It's common sense. If you eat junk food, bad food, you're going to be sick.
Exactly.
Okay? Your European car is sick.
Exactly.
So, Wendell's car doesn't need ethanol. Yours need it. So, what's up with that now?
There you go, honey.
So, oh, Wendell got into hot water on that
I'll
one.
Maybe I'll get a new car.
Oh. Wendell is wishing he never brought you to the station.
He's just smiling.
Yeah, he's thinking, oh man, bad move.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all European cars should be running ethanol. And when you put ethanol in a European car, you'll see how smooth it runs, how trouble-free, and oh, it's just unbelievable. In fact, my son Todd has an X3, okay, and he puts in ethanol, and he has, I think, if I'm not mistaken, if I'm correct, he said he gained 150 miles per tank.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, 150 miles more per tank. And his BMW runs smooth. So, it's up to them. We have more and more people coming in with European cars and buying ethanol and putting it in. And they're happy as heck. Okay? So, you know the old saying, pay me now or pay me later.
I'll be down, George.
Mm-hmm. Just when Wendell's not looking, just take his supply.
I'll be down.
So, anyway, if you have a question or... whatever. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. So, what about this year's Nifty 50s bash? When is it?
Wendell?
Yeah, when is it, Wendell?
George, it's set and finalized for October 14th, Friday night.
Oh, your mic is not working.
October 14th, which is Friday night.
Yeah.
At the Pacific Beach Hotel. The Grand Ballroom.
Oh, that's so small.
Well, you know, the Pacific Beach Hotel people have been very, very good to us. They have accommodated us every year, and we can...
Okay. What, how did you get this idea to do this Nifty 50s bash? Yeah, use Charlene's mic.
George, about 5 years ago, a group of about 12 to 14 high schools got together, and our first bash was to celebrate all the classes of 1965's 60th birthday party. The authenticity of bringing back those great golden oldies, cruising classic, rock and roll times from back in the 50s and 60s, was so successful in 2007, and we'd only planned for one event. everyone who attended that first event asked us if we could put on another subsequent event in 2008. Subsequently, that Nifty Oldies Bash was so successful. Another one, by very popular demand, was required and requested. So this dedicated group of volunteers, and there's a core group of us, has continued on this tradition of a Nifty Oldies Bash, celebrating those great times from back in the 50s and 60s with 45 vinyl classic records, the decor of our time, the time when you went to the service station, you gave the attendant a dollar, you got 5 gallons of gas, he checked the pressure in your tires, he checked your oil, and he wiped your windshield. Those days are gone. And by the way, you had one black telephone in the house, and it was stuck to the wall. You couldn't walk around the house and use the phone. We were less accessible back then, and I think actually that's the way it should be. But times move on. So the idea was, we remember those great times from back in the 50s and 60s. Let's try to recreate that and bring it back. A time of great fun, innocence, and Friday night football games at the old Honolulu Stadium on Eisenberg Street. And of course, we all remember Chunky's Drive-In. So that was the idea behind it, George.
Very good idea. But we need to get the word out, because I think there's a lot of people out there that would love to go to that Nifty 50s bash. Okay, who's on the phone?
We have Mario from Kaneohe.
Hi, Mario.
Hey, George. George, at your gas station, do you have the pump and all the mixtures, the right mixtures, so we can buy the gas at your place?
We don't have a gas station yet. All I have is a repair shop that my son Todd runs, and I bring in the ethanol in 55-gallon drums.
Yeah,
it's very primitive. Yeah. You got to fill it up into 2-gallon gas containers, and that way you transport it to your car and fill it up.
What's the ratio of 1 gallon of your ethanol, and how much gas should we put? Should we put the eye test?
Yes, always, because that's the only one above minimum. Okay. And because the test that I made, that 40% ethanol will bring up the octane only less than one number. Less than one number, you know. The 89 will come only 90, if anything. So you need to use the high test, the so-called 92, and put 1 gallon for every 5 gallons.
For every five?
Yes.
How much do you charge for 1 gallon?
It all depends, whatever the market is coming in.
Yeah, yeah.
I just sell it for whatever I pay.
Yeah. Okay, George, thanks.
Okay. Who's next?
We have Bob from Hawaii Kai.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, George. Where's your shop? If I want to buy that, if not, where do I go? What's the address?
We're located in the back of Dillingham Zippies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know where that is. Sure, that's a good thing. One other thing. We were talking about, where do we get the money from? More taxes. It's kind of obvious that's where we're going. But my question is, how do we control it? I mean, we keep electing the same people.
Well, it's the voters and the unions that keep putting these buggers back in again.
Why?
I don't know.
Do we have nobody on this island that's lived here as long as I have, that is smart enough to see what's happening, that the money is coming out of our pockets, all of our pockets?
I always wondered, when is the people of Hawaii going to get so fed up and say enough is enough?
Well, they certainly didn't do that this time. Look what we got as a governor, as a mayor.
We got dictators.
Yeah, I think that's the word, but it doesn't stop here.
Mm-hmm.
It goes a long way. Listen, George, I don't want to get aggravated. I love the island, and I just wish the people would love it as much as I do.
You know,
I'll be able to have it back.
I ran for governor in 94, And a lot of people said, I'm off the wall. So.
You ain't off the wall.
Whatever. Look what we got. We got off the wall.
We are off the wall. We're in deep doo-doo.
That's right.
I hope it changes. I hope enough people can open their eyes when they realize that the free health care being added on to their tax burden this year, that the health care they're getting is being taxed.
Yep.
So they're paying for it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So come on, Hawaii, wake up and see the picture. Aloha, brother.
Thank you.
It's break time. We'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101, and his guests today are Wendell and Charlene Kwan.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
I went to a party and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who do we have on the line?
We have Guy from Ever Beach.
Hi, Guy.
Hi, George. I have a question. I have a 1988 Nissan Maxima. I'm sort of having a problem. Acceleration is no problem. When I'm on the freeway, as I'm accelerating, all of a sudden it just like bogs down. It's like I don't have gas. So I have to pull over to the side of the road until it gains power again, and then I'll go. What would be something to cause? What would cause something like that?
It could be the gas.
Could be the gas.
Mm-hmm.
Get water or something inside. Or
no. See, if you have water in the gas, the ethanol will leave the gas and go into the water,
okay.
And the water will become flammable.
Okay.
So back in the 60s, when people used to wash their cars without the gas cap on, and water get into the tank,
yeah,
and they tow the cars in, would put a quart of vodka in it, and it fires up and go.
Okay.
So, I don't think it's water. I think a fuel pump is just time to go.
Oh, maybe a new fuel pump then.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go looking at getting one new then. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks. Great.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Aloha.
All right. Bye.
Okay, who's next?
We have Wayne from Makiki.
Hi, Wayne.
Hi, how's it? I wanted to ask you, what would it take to get ethanol here in Hawaii where everybody could benefit from it? I mean, could we get a grant or something? I mean, how can we go about to get this thing rolling?
We're working on that. We're really working on it because the Project Ethanol will hire 6,000 new jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we need now. But who in office is pushing for projects that will bring new jobs? Nobody.
Oh, that's true.
All they know, raise tax. You know something? I can get a homeless guy off the street and he can run the government just the same way.
Maybe even better.
Yes, right. Okay?
All right. So how can we get around the government?
We can't.
We can't.
No.
We got to get their okay first.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You voted for him.
Well, I'll tell you the truth. I didn't vote for anybody.
That's the same thing. When you don't vote, you're okaying what the other guy, Joe Blow, is voting for.
Well, I got too many arguments. I'm going to vote for this, vote for that. So I said, well.
Okay.
Either way, you lose.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye.
Aloha. Who's next? Wanda?
I have John from Makiki.
Hi, John.
Hi, George. I have a question about the rad cap. I think you said it's no longer being manufactured, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was that lump of metal zinc?
Zinc.
Now, what if we somehow got a piece of zinc and attached it at the bottom?
You can.
That'd be about the same thing. No,
same
no
thing.
Danger it would cause any harm or
no,
anything.
No.
Okay, thank you, George.
You're welcome. Okay, who's next?
We got Rob from Aina Haina.
Yeah, Rob.
Hey, George.
What's up?
Holy cow. Well, I don't want to be the buzzkill on, you know, phone calls every weekend, but, you know, I think, George, I think we're all beginning to figure out. If any of you haven't figured this out yet, you know, we're all in for a real, I mean, if we're not paying enough now, we're in for a really big rude awakening coming real soon.
Who cares?
Yeah. I bother talking about it. You guys, all of you out there, you didn't care before, so.
Why care?
Why care?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it won't be just gas at the pump. It'll be your electric bill, your sewer bill, your food bill. Every single bill you pay for is going to shock your mind to the max. You're going to have to put duct tape around your head.
No, just be a Micronesian. You get it free.
But, George, I think you're right. Yeah. Oh, gosh, George. Ooh, wow. Ooh, I don't want to. I'll let you stay with that one. But, yeah, I think you're right, George. I mean, holy cow. I mean, I don't want to have to move, but. I only have so much money, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then you see Carlisle comes out a couple of days ago with his city of the city
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then what does he do? Oh, yeah, raise fees. Same thing with Abercrombie. Not one word of any of these guys talking about cutting spending anywhere, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Calm down, Rob.
Oh, well, sorry. Thank you, George.
Calm down.
Yeah, no, you know, I'm all pumped up because I'm polishing.
I know.
I'm polishing my classic Mustang, yeah. So the blood is flowing, huh?
Yeah.
My biceps stay bulging.
Okay.
Anyway, I love you guys.
Thanks.
Aloha.
Okay, who's next?
We got Lillian from Mo'ili'ili.
Hi, Lillian.
Oh, hi, Mr. Nita. Wow, you know, the service station will start that kind of recognizing Mrs. Shiraki don't come in as often as she used to. Wow, I hope so.
Yeah.
So everybody should go down and put in that good gasoline instead of the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Ethanol.
Really step on her gas now. Yeah, so everybody wake up and try and help out and then go to this new, this good gasoline, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't spend all that on the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay, thank you,
thanks.
Anita. We'll see you.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Aloha.
Okay, we have Dot 3 on the line.
Hey, Dino.
Hey, good news. The check engine light is gone. All the, but now, thank you for educating me on the proper way to add ethanol with your gas.
You sure you got it?
Oh, yeah. It went off. Yep, and now I got it. So now I got to wait till my tank go empty. My tank's still full for the last, for what, 96 hours? My tank still never go down, but the check engine light went out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, this guy, Dean, he don't listen to good. I tell him how to do it, and he does the opposite. I tell him again, and he does the opposite. I tell him to use dot 4 brake fluid, he buys dot 3. That's why his name is dot 3 Dean.
That's
hard. That's right. No, you said it.
But after this next round, my next time around will be 8 gallons of ethanol mixed to a 20-gallon tank. So after I run this one dry, you'll get a full report of the better results.
Okay.
Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Dean.
Thanks, George. Aloha.
Okay, we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita and Wendell and Charlene Kwan.
Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call at 808-296-5467. And if you have a cleaning job to do, to clean the car, underneath the car, garage floor, whatever, go down to Crestec Cleaning Center and buy the Degreaser 2000, folks. It's the best done cleaner you can ever get. Excellent, and you will be happy. It is non-acid base, and it cleans super. That's why it's called Degreaser 2000. The 2000 means it goes 2,000 miles an hour cleaning. See, even faster than Charlene drives. Okay, so give us a call at 808-296-5467. We don't talk about one subject. We talk about all kinds, just like a party. Okay, so give us a call. Who's next?
We have Don from Kamehameha.
Hey, Don.
Hey, George. Thanks for educating us with ethanol and
Senate bill and whatnot. Are you going to talk to Senator Gavin?
Tomorrow, we have a meeting with him. And I talked to him on the phone and told him that, you know, making a written statement, whatever, is no good.
Right.
Because this ethanol is so good, it's unbelievable even if you see it.
Right.
So I told him, best for you to come down, and I will show you and educate you about ethanol.
Is he the one that's trying to pass this bill?
Yes.
Okay. And how about the other senators, like our representatives, like the Japanese representatives and whatnot? I'm kind of upset with them, but they don't know too much about what's going on with them.
They don't want to know.
Yeah, because they're getting paid off by the oil companies and whatnot.
I think so.
Yeah.
Jerry Chang is the top of the list. He's from Big Island.
George, when are you going to run for a representative?
Never.
Never?
Never. I gave the people of Hawaii a chance twice as running for governor, and people said, I'm off the wall. So, okay, I'm off the wall.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going on the wall.
Well, if you ever run for any other office, I'll be there for you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Aloha.
Aloha. Who's next?
We have Mark from North Shore.
Hi, Mark.
Yeah, hi, George. Listen, there's some negative aspects to ethanol that I've had problems with. And ethanol,
what kind of problem?
Well, ethanol is hydroscopic. In other words, it absorbs moisture. It absorbs moisture from the humid atmosphere around it. And when that moisture reaches a certain point in your gasoline, it will stop combusting properly.
Really?
Yeah.
You have proof of that?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to see it. Come on down.
I majored in chemistry, George. And it's
sir,
a common,
I don't care if you majored in presidency. Show me.
It's a common fundamental aspect of alcohol.
Okay. Who's next?
You have an off-air question. He wants to know more about the mothballs in the gas. How do you do that, and does it clog your carburetor or fuel filter?
Okay, mothballs go back to the 40s. When they had a recession, or depression rather, and people were allocated only 5 gallons of gas, people used mothballs to get the mileage. Mothballs, old-fashioned type now, not the new one. The old-fashioned one contains naphthalene. Naphthalene is an octane booster. The higher you get the octane, the better your gas mileage. And our gas in Hawaii is called substandard gas. Okay? And you got to put in the old days, we put in 1 mothball per gallon of gas. Today, because of the oil companies doctoring the gas, because you got to remember, they listen to my show too, and find a way to combat the ethanol, combat the mothballs. You have to put in more mothballs. So we recommend now 5 mothballs per gallon of gas. Okay? And the same with the ethanol. We used to use only 1 gallon per tank of ethanol. Now we're using 2 to 3 gallons ethanol per tank. And as the other caller said, it'll create moisture and all that BS. You know, people, if you have this BS stuff, I like to see it. Because if you go into a court of law, the judge is not going to take your word for it. He's going to say, prove it. You need to have facts and proof. I have the proof, and I have the facts. So I'd like to see. People say that ethanol does this, ethanol does that. Show me. That's all I say. Is that anything wrong in that? Give me a call at 808-296-5467. So, anyway. Charlene, back to your beautiful BMW. You don't drive it much. You leave the gas in the tank, and it goes stale. You lose an octane every week. How often do you fill?
Maybe once a month.
Oh, God. You're running 85 octane.
Mm-hmm.
If you put that in a lawnmower, the lawnmower would have a hard time to go.
Oh, boy.
Not good.
I'll be down tomorrow.
Yeah, we got to take it away from Wendell. He don't need it. He uses up the gas fast. Your BMW needs it.
Yes.
So, anyway, what brand of gas are you using?
76.
Wrong.
Wrong gas.
You should be using Tesoro. Tesoro right now is the number one gas according to our tests. Yeah, Tesoro is better than Shell. Second in line would be Shell. Shell used to be first in line. Their quality dropped, so Tesoro is now there, still there.
Okay.
And you'll feel the difference. When you fill Tesoro, the gas gauge don't go quickly to empty. It stays at full longer. Especially when you put ethanol in it.
Well, you know, George, I'm from the old school. 76 gas is the gas that I use because they were the first oil company that gave me a charge card back when I started to drive. Nobody else would give me a charge card, but 76 was the first company to give me a charge card, and I've been a loyal customer ever since.
It's not 76 anymore.
That's true, it's not.
It's Chevron.
Yeah.
So, the same with Shell. Shell's not Shell no more. It's Aloha. That's what happens. See, they should leave good enough alone, and they'll make more money. I don't know. Whatever. But anyway, ethanol, folks, is good. I don't care what people say. I am willing to prove it to people. And tomorrow we'll be showing it to Mike Gabbert and his people. How good ethanol is, why we shouldn't repeal that law, and you know all of that. And you know, like I said, gasoline prices will get up to $5 a gallon sometime this year or next. And if you complain about it, the oil companies are going to say, well, okay, we'll shut it down and go someplace else. And what happens to Hawaii? No more gasoline? Think about it. They have you by the hairs. You can't do anything. You gotta bow down to the oil companies and pay the price. Just like you're gonna have to pay the taxes to your politicians. Okay? So, anyway. Give us a call at 808-296-5467 next week. Well, I'd like to thank Charlene and Wendell for coming in.
Thanks, George.
We did some voice testing. We're looking for talent. Anyway, I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in and made the show, negative and positives. Folks, please drive carefully and no be jufat. Use the headlights when it gets dark. Drive carefully. See you all next week. Aloha.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.